Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi, and this is Chuck Chat Freestyle. You are listening to this show as part of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. If you're not familiar with that, go over to dogdaysofpodcasting.com and find out all of the podcasters there that are participating in the 2019 challenge. So it is on us once again. It seems like this feed is dead most of the year, and I have to go and learn what's new in Awphonic, because I haven't used it in 11 months, and hopefully my account is still active. this is a little bit of randomness. My theme for the Dog Days of Challenge this year is to go through and digitize my vinyl collection of albums. Now, I have more than 30 albums, so you're going to get a small sampling. These are albums that I may have purchased, I may have inherited, I have no clue where they came from. They could have come from Donna, they could have come from my brother, they could have come from some random garage sale that I don't remember. When I do remember, I will give you a little bit of the history. Now, a little bit of history about me is I used to work at a roller rink in the 80s from about 83 to 87. And during those 4 years, there was a lot of 80s music, obviously. And I was the head DJ, so I got to go and purchase the music, and I got the choice selections of the Friday night and Saturday night sessions at the rink. So many of these have distinct memories about places or people during that time frame. Some, like I said, have no bearing whatsoever on my history because they're not my albums. I don't know where they came from, but I'm going to digitize them anyway and give you my opinion. I'm not going to play the whole thing. That would take a long time, but I will give you some memories, some opinions of the album as a tip of the hat to Michael Butler from the Rock and Roll Geek Show. Where's my bell? I don't have one. I'm going to do my best to give these reviews. So I pulled one at random. These are just coming out randomly. I don't have any format or program to this. This first one is from Atlantix. It's called Secret Lovers, and of course, it's the name of the title track on that album. Are 9 tracks in order. Circles, Silver Shadow, Send For Me, most of these you probably never even heard of. Then, of course, Secret Lovers, which is a very popular radio tune. Love Me Down, on side two is When Love Calls, Am I Dreaming, Freakeristic, there's an 80s title if there ever was one. Touch of Four-Leaf Clover is the final track. Now, Atlantic Star was known for their ballads, Always, which I believe is coming up at some point. That happens to be Donna's and my theme song. It was on the radio the first night we dated, and it was also on the radio right after I proposed to her, and she said yes. I turned on the radio, and there it was. No question about it, that was our song. So, say what you will about the 80s music, Atlantic Star had a couple of good love ballads, but they also had some dance tunes as well. I will include the album as the album art for this podcast. So if you're listening through the Dog Days of Podcast, you'll probably get the bulldog on the driveway graphic. But if you go to chuckchat.com/freestyle and find the one dated for August 1st, you will see a photo I took of the album cover for this one. And they are danced in classic. There's one guy with a jerry curl, of course. Classic 80s garb for that era. You just look at this and it screams, wow, that's timeless. Or actually time stamped. Aside from the title track, there really wasn't anything memorable. I do recognize the tunes because I don't believe I bought this as I don't have any material that belonged to the roller rink. God, I wish I'd been there when they closed in 94 and just picked up a ton more vinyl. But that wasn't my call to make, and I wasn't around at the time. But this is my personal property. I honestly don't remember buying it. I must have been in an Atlantic Star mood or been in a, let's go back and see what else they had done after they had come out with some of the other tunes. So, yeah, not terribly memorable. I remember listening to it for probably a week or two. What often happened is I'd go and buy LPs of my own or for the roller rink, put them on cassette, drive around town, going back and forth to school. And a couple weeks later, I'd get another mess of albums and do the same thing over and over again. So this one doesn't stand out. Not on my, if I had to make a list of top 10 albums, this one wouldn't be on it. So I'm going to keep this short Hopefully all of them will be. And if you have any comments about this album in particular, I'd love to hear it. I will do another one tomorrow. It could be an 80s. It could be something else. You are going to get an eclectic, I promise, an eclectic mix of what's in my vinyl collection. Not that I listen to all this stuff all the time. I will tell you that Atlantic Star, for obvious reasons, holds a soft spot in my heart. But some of these, it's going to be 70s, it's going to be 80s, it's going to be classical, it's going to be who knows what. Stay tuned for the rest of the Dog Days, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. Until then, I give you a binary high five, 101. Bye now.